Pep, if we can concentrate on the game by and large, in terms of today, one error actually undid a lot of very good defending and actually some good positive play in the final 30 minutes of the game.
Yes, absolutely. I think the first half, they started very strong. You have to give them that. It's a very special game for them, and they play at home is probably the toughest place to come as a visitor. But I do think that we lock as much as possible and we defend our box very well in the first half, and we grew a lot into the game. Second half, we had a very good talk and everything was very clear and adjusted, and I think the players found themselves even more confidence, and then our offensive game started to roll. Despite the first half, I think few of the patterns were very good. But second half, we managed to turn those patterns into chances and shots, and I think obviously you're not happy because you don't get the result, and we had it close. But again, the team shows a massive spirit to build on what we were against Middlesbrough, and we didn't betray ourselves and came here and sit, being sitting dogs defending our box. So we wanted to put our football and we played toe-to-toe against a team who's been playing this kind of football for a year and a half and having a lot of success.
Their pressing did give you quite a few problems in the first half.
Yes. And we trained very well this international break for that. And obviously, first half, it was not easy. We were not as fluent as the second half to break it. But I think we corrected that in the second half. And despite they were pressing, the team was playing good and managed to get up the pitch better. We could not manage to dominate the possession because they feel very comfortable at home. But we did have the ability to move the ball from the back to the front and ending up putting Leeds a lot of problems.
Little bit more precision in the final third, you might have got the goal that would have taken a point.
Yes, I think so. Everything happens very quick in the final third. There's no space, there's a lot of pressure. Leeds is a team pressed very, very well, and everything needs to be very precise for that ball to go in. But the same, we can apply it to ourselves because we managed to dismantle most of Leeds' attacks. So it was, a very, very good game from both sides.
And we saw more of the positive play of Fran Villalba, who seems to have drawn confidence from the Middlesbrough game. So he produced again today.
Yes, absolutely. And I think all of the players grew a lot in the second half. You know, and Fran was key for us, finding gaps in between and playing very quick. I think he played very, very quick, and that's something that stood up. But I think everyone did their best, really. And I see all our players are growing, not only in confidence, but as well on our football. And now we are competing toe-to-toe with football against teams that they are used to be up there. So I'm very positive for that.
Of course, you won't have seen the scenes after the final whistle involving the fans, but it is frustrating when you hear that there have been incidents. You don't really want that to be part of the game, do you?
Well, Tad just told me that what happened here. No, of course, violence. You don't want violence, not in the game, not anywhere. So I just hope that no one is hurt and everyone to calm down as much as possible and come to football to enjoy and to have a good day, not a bad one.